net. Your net control tonight is W2MJB. My name is Mark. My location is Simpsonville. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina state line, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are invited to check in. Added convenience, you can also check in by APRS message sent to W4DJW, or you can also check in by Echolink node 545072. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call W2MJB or net control. Any announcements or bulletins for the net, please call W2MJB or net control. Okay, we will now begin the roll call portion of the net. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RACCHU portion. Before calling the individual RF groups, however, I would like to recognize the early check-ins through the BRARS webpage. First, we have W4FCM Fret. He brings along his wife Isla and 4IEI, and they're in Traveler's Rest. Next, we have Andy. They're in Table Rock, KI4LZI. Pat, K4OSH in Malden. And then Landon, KG4WNP. They're in here in Greenville. Just give a location. As far as I know, next, we have KC4W Bill in Anderson and KM4RGX Carol in Greenville. And last, we have KD2RKN Jason in Williamston. W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. There is one correction there with KG4WNP. Landon has calling out his location on his early check-in as Dukesville, so appreciate him checking in tonight. With that, those are all the early check-ins, so we will move over to new hams only. If there's any new hams out there, new hams only, please call W2MJB or net control. 2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like there's no new hams checking in tonight. And there is currently nobody on the on Echolink, so we'll go ahead and start right into the regular RF check-ins. Tonight being Sunday night, we will begin with Alpha through Delta. Please call W2MJB or net control.
W2MJB. Me, Mark, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. And my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle, we're all in Piedmont and we'll all be negative and negative.
MJB. Good evening. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David in Inman. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing all right out there. 73s.
MJB. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec, KB2BYQ, David and Easley. No traffic, no comments, 73s to everybody on the net tonight.
W2MJB, please check in Whiskey 4 Delta, Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative. Thanks for being there tonight, Mark.
JB. And Wendy, please check in KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and Easley, no traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and Wendy and all on the net.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. That was a good group of check-ins to begin the night with. First, we have KK4DMW Rick in Piedmont. He brings along his wife Lorena, KK4ONO, and his daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. Thank you for coming along tonight, Rick, and checking in with me. I really appreciate it. Next, we have three Daves in a row. First, we have KO4AOW in Inman, and Dave number two is KB2BYQ. They're in Easley. And finally, our net manager, Dave W4DJW. They're in Greer. Appreciate all Daves coming along and checking in with me tonight. Next, we have Gary, KI4DOS, our Wednesday night net controller. They're in Easley with his wife, Joy, K3JOY. Appreciate all of you coming along and checking in tonight. It makes it wonderful having all of that many check-ins. Any other check-ins, Alpha through Delta, please call W2MJB or net control.
Net control. Kilo Foxtrot 4, Tango Delta Lima.
Check in Kilo Yankee 4, Alpha Oscar, KY4AO, Steven over in Liberty. I'll be negative, negative.
2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. The first check-in on the second request for Alpha through Delta, I got a KF4TDL. I don't have a name for you in my log unless I messed up on your call sign or location. If you would recheck, I would appreciate it so that I can get this correct in the log.
The call sign is Kilo Fox, Trot 4 Tango Delta Lima, Steve in Hickory Tavern, and I missed Alpha 3 Delta.
This W2MJB, net control for Blue Ridge 2-meter net. That's okay, Steve. I got you in the log. Kilo, or KF4TDL, there in Hickory Town. It's the first time you checked in with me tonight, or in my log, I guess, not just tonight, altogether. Welcome to the net. Appreciate you checking in. And we're here every night at 9 o'clock, if you're not aware of that. So please come along and check in with all the net controllers and be included in their nets as well. Next, we have KY4AO, Steve in Liberty. Appreciate you coming along and checking in as well, Steve. Looks like that's it for Alpha through Delta, so we'll go ahead and move to Echo through Hotel. Please call W2MJB or net control.
2MJB. Again, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry and Candler are negative, negative tonight, Mark. Thanks.
2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Recognize KC4EZN, Harry, in Candler, North Carolina. Thanks for checking in tonight, Harry. Have a wonderful evening. Any other check-ins, Echo through Hotel, please call W2MJB or net control. 2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like right now Harry is the sole owner of the Echo Through Hotel group, but we'll get back to them when we go to the full group. However, right at this time, we will move to the next group of check-ins, India through Lima. Please call W2MJB or net control.
2MJB. Oh, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative and saying 73s for each one of you.
And Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Charlie Alpha Bill in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
MJB. Please check in. Kilo Kilo 4 Juliet Bravo Quebec. This is Larry. Also my wife Donna. Kilo Charlie 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 7-3.
2MJB. Again, Kilo, Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo, Victor. This is Duncan in Asheville. No traffic, no comment. 73 to everybody on the net.
MJB. Now to turn, please, sir. Kilo, Golf, 4, Papa, Foxtrot, India. Name's Don. Check in my wife, Linda. Kilo, Golf, 4, Quebec, Lima, Quebec. And we're in Piedmont. Good evening, you and all on the net. We'll just be in and out.
JB. Please check in Kilo, Oscar, 4, Lima, Alpha, Oscar, Jim, and Traveler's Rest. I'll be negative and negative tonight. and 73 to all on the net.
MJB, Mark, and the net. Please check in Kilo 4, Lima, Whiskey, Echo, K4LWE, Larian Piedmont, negative and negative.
In a long time. First off, we will begin with recognizing KK4JFO, James, there in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Next is Bill, KO4ACA, there in Greenville. KK4JBQ, our friend Larry, there in Greer. Thank you for checking in tonight, Larry, and have a wonderful evening. And Larry brings along his wife, Donna, KC4MFK. Next, we have KO4JKV, Duncan in Asheville, and KG4PFI, Don in Piedmont, and he brings along his wife, KG4QLQ. Thank you, Don, for checking in and bringing Linda along with you. Next is KO4LAO, Jim in Traveler's Rest, and second to last is K4LWE, Larry in Piedmont. And the last one, I think I've got, you were way down in the noise, Jerry. I did get your name, Jerry, and I don't know if I messed up your call sign. I got KI4KDX. Is that correct, Jerry?
That's Kilo India 4, Kilo Charlie, X-ray.
Calling in from my, even with the KI4KCX, I don't have you in my log. So if you can give me your location, then your check-in will be complete.
Gray Court, South Carolina.
Neighbor, thank you for verifying your location and appreciate you checking in. Sorry about the noise and have a great evening. MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. One more try for check-ins on India through Lima if we haven't exhausted them already. India through Lima, please call W2MJB or net control. W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Looks like India through Lima has exhausted themselves, so we'll go ahead and move to Mike through Papa. Please call W2MJB or net control.
MJB. Mark, please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike. Walt in Inman, I'll be negative, negative. And thanks for calling the net tonight, Mark.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, recognizing one of our, I think, Tuesday night net controllers, and that's Walt, K4OIM, there in Inman. Thanks for checking in tonight, Walt. And looks like you're maybe the sole net controller from Inman now that John has moved on to North Carolina. But we hope to hear from him frequently as well. And any other check-ins, Mike through Papa, please call W2MJB or net control. MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks, sounds like there's somebody hitting the repeater. Don't know if anybody's trying to check in or if it's just the repeater. So if someone is trying to check in, just please move around a little bit. Try to find a new X and try to hit the repeater, and we'd be glad to get you checked in tonight. Looks like Mike through Papa is just one person tonight, and that's Walt. So we'll go ahead and move to Quebec through Tango. Please call W2MJB or net control.
MJB. In Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, and Inman. I haven't left yet, but soon. And Iron.
MJB. check in November 2, Sierra Uniform Bravo, N2SUB. It's Jim in South Greenville, negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on board tonight.
Kilo Charlie 4, Sierra Kilo Delta, Larry. And also Kilo Golf 4, Alpha Hotel, Sierra Ronda. We're both in Easley. Please check us in and out tonight. Good evening.
MJB. Again, Whiskey November 4, Sierra. Chris in Lyman. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and all of them.
The W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to recognize one of our other net controllers, and that's KN4RJN, John and Inman. John, did you say you were sticking around for the rack chew, or are you in and out tonight? I didn't quite hear that.
MJB, KN4RJN, yeah, I'll hang around. I'll talk with you.
To make sure. Appreciate it. Got you down for a little rack chew after the formal portion of the net. Next, we have N2SUB, Jim in Greenville, and KC4SKD, Larry in Easley, and he brings along his KHS. Appreciate you checking in tonight, Larry, and bringing Rhonda along with you. And lastly, we have WN4S, Chris in Lyman. Thank you all for checking in tonight. Any other check-ins, Quebec through Tango, please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, Net Control. The Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like that's it for Quebec through Tango, so we'll move to Uniform through Zulu. Please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, net control of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'll try again. Uniform through Zulu. Please call W2MJB or net control. 2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like Uniform through Zulu's on vacation tonight, so we'll go ahead and open it up to the big group. Alpha through Delta. Please call W2MJB or net control. This is W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Large group, the full group, Alpha through Delta, please call W2MJB or net control.
MJB. Again, Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, K4XB. Name is Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net. And sorry I'm late. I heard you say something about the group on vacation, but it was a little too late for me to say something at that point in time. K4XB.
2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, Tommy, thanks for checking in. That's K4XB there in southern Greenville County. It's nice to be on vacation once in a while. But I still appreciate you coming along and checking in, and you are the only one in the Uniform through Zulu group, so thank you very much for making at least one person in that group tonight. Just one more try for check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, before we go to the rag chew portion. Alpha through Zulu, please call W2MJB or net control. This is W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for all those who checked in tonight. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the rack chew portion of the net, and I'll stop midway through since there's only one person, and check for check-ins for those who may be coming along a little bit later in the net. K4RJN, John, what is on your mind tonight?
MJB, KM4RJN, just packing stuff up, getting rid of stuff, and trying to lighten the load before we head on up there. But what's going on in your world? Wendy baking any chocolate tonight?
Making any chocolate tonight, since we're on this diet, we're not having any sugar, chocolate, or whatever. Of course, she does like, I mean, as allowed to eat, I guess chocolate is like 85% cacao, which is really too bitter for me, but she enjoys it. Other than that, she's fussing a little bit about her sister. Her sister went out to lunch with a friend and came back and came down with COVID along with the rest of the family now has it as well. So she's a little worried about that and trying to help her husband see the need to take her into the hospital since her oxygen level's down below 92%. So she's taking a break from cooking tonight. And so are you just about all packed up then and ready to load the truck, or do you have a few more things to pack up?
Well, as I look around my ham shack and my my bar area and whatnot, at the rate I'm going, it's going to be July, but the movers are coming on the 10th, so March. So I got to get busy and get the rest of this stuff packed up. I got the some of the extra computers packed up and the Raspberry Pi packed up, which doesn't take up a whole lot of space. But I don't want to take down the radio till the last minute, but there's still quite a bit to do, but we're getting there. I got a bunch of extra motorcycle stuff, helmets and jackets and leather pants and bags and whatnot that I don't use anymore. I got rid of those, got those sold, and I gotta get over to Batteries Plus and get a battery for the lawnmower. I think I've got that sold too. So, and then I opened my desk drawer and looked at all the stuff that was in there. I thought, Lordy Pete, this is gonna take forever. I need to throw about half of this away. But yeah, we're getting there.
Reminds me of let's see, how long has it been? I guess about eight. I guess I've been here 8 years, so I guess we've been in the house about 7 years. So I remember when I went up to Indiana to pack up the garage with all my woodworking equipment stuff, and one day just walking around inside the garage, packing boxes and putting equipment away into some crates and moving the stuff over to a storage shed because I knew I wasn't going to be able to fit that on the truck, the first truck that went down. So by the end of the day, I was worn out, and when I looked at my pedometer, I put 10 miles and just kind of walking around the garage trying to pack everything up. So I know what it feels like. I hope, like you, this got one move to go, and I hope that is the last one.
That I said that two moves ago, but my wife has about decided that this is going to be the last one, so hopefully it will be.
I'm sure it will be, since your wife is now committed to it, so wish you the best of luck on her keeping that commitment. Hopefully your kids won't move. Had a boss up in Indiana who's daughter married, and when they graduated, they moved up near Detroit, somewhere in Michigan, and there happened to be a Chrysler plant up there, and so he packed everything up, got a job in the other Chrysler plant, moved up there, and about a year and a half later, his daughter moved somewhere else, so then he ended up coming back down to Indiana, so hopefully they'll stay there so that there will be no incentive whatsoever for your wife to decide to pick up and move again.
I don't think so. My eldest daughter is, her and her mother are pretty close, and she's looking forward to us coming up there. Their dog had some explosive diarrhea in the house the other day, and then all over the house, apparently, and she was at work, and Jay was working from home, and of course he had stopped, and it's like, oh my God, and it's like, and then it happened again, and my wife happened to be up there at the other house. We've got the other house, we're kind of running back and forth between them, so she went over and corralled the kids and helped clean up the mess and took care of the dog and whatnot while Becca was at work. So she's really looking forward to us coming up there, but because grandma's good for, you know, that sort of thing, so going anywhere, and if she does, I'll tell her, you know, send us a postcard, because I, you know, of course I said that last time I wasn't moving again, and then here we go, so we'll see.
Oh, that's kind of nasty, but at least your wife was willing to help out there. Yeah, we found with our Greyhound that anything with chicken products or birds, that's what the result was for her. And so she doesn't have anything with bird or fowl products in it because it gives her the trots too. So safest for our house to her, for her to be bird protein free, but and it's easier on our house as well.
We got a big Belgian Shepherd, and when it started, she just started running around the house as it was happening, so it went, you know, like everywhere. And my son-in-law doesn't deal well with that sort of thing, and he was like, oh my God, I don't know what she got into or what she ate that caused that, but I hope they find out what it was so they can avoid it in the future. But yeah, I guess it made a mess.
You know, it's either that or, you know, they barf her, but, or they chew something up. So fortunately, your pup doesn't chew things up so that you don't have to deal with that.
A big, big thick rope that I tied knots into so I could hold on to it. And she likes to play tug of war with that and then chew on the knots. And that's the only thing she actually chews on. But I'm in trouble. I got to go to the store tomorrow because, after she plays tug of war, then she expects a biscuit that is a reward, and she ate her last one this evening, so I've got to get something before we play tomorrow.
And that, because she'll be really disappointed if you don't give a treat after her playing. It's kind of funny, our Greyhound, I'm not sure quite how she got started on it, because our first Greyhound, the guys who fostered her would spray him in the face with a spray bottle of water to discipline him, to, you know, if he, to train him or whatever. And so when we'd give him a bath, he would just scream like he was being tortured. And so this dog, though, you know, she hears a whipped cream can, like the can of whipped cream, and you touch that, and when it sprays the whipped cream, she perks up, she comes running, and so my wife, she'll get a little something and spray some whipped cream on it so the dog can lick it up.
That's almost like a cat's reaction to a can opener. That's I don't think my dog's ever had whipped cream, but she does like peanut butter. I've still got some peanut butter left. I could give her some peanut butter, but yeah, I got to get out the store and get some more biscuits. She goes through those pretty quick, and they're designed to help clean her teeth, so I don't mind giving them to her. But because she's an older dog, she's like 9, so I want to keep those teeth as long as possible. But yeah, that's funny, the whipped cream thing. Anyway, so what else is going on in your world there?
Come in.
K2MJB and KN4RJN, KC4EZN. Either one of you guys thought about who's training who with this whipped cream and the doggy biscuit and stuff? I've got a cat that's been working on me for about 5 years and has almost got me where she hops up on the table and meows and I put a treat on the floor. Originally, it was my way of getting her off the table, but I think it's turned around now. KC4EZN.
W2MJB. Yeah, I truly think that it's more the other way. You know, we don't train them; they just train us to get what they want.
We've got two cats, and one of them's 14, and the other one's about 4. And we've only had that one about a month now, and she's already into getting us trained into her way of doing things. So, I think you're right. Back to y'all. Just had to throw that in. Couldn't help myself. KC4EZN.
Con, what are your thoughts on that? Do you think the dog is training you?
Capable. KN4RJN. Well, there is that possibility. I know the cats are. But I've got a black and white cat that will, every time I get near the cuff, she'll jump up on the counter and walk along a little narrow edge across the sink to come over and headbutt me, and then jump down and meow, and that's her signal that she wants a treat. So, but apparently, I am an animal magnet, and whenever I sit in the chair, and usually in the morning, I'll get a cup of coffee and go sit in the chair and read the, sit in my recliner and read the paper, and my older cat, who's about 20 pounds now, we'll wait till I'm down to about the last two sips of coffee, and then she'll come jump in my lap because she knows I'm about to get up and get another cup of coffee. And I look at her and I say, you know, cat, I need some coffee. And she'll just look at me and put her head back down and go back to sleep. So my wife has to give me a cup of coffee. And then as soon as I get it and get about halfway through it, she'll jump off my lap and she'll go away. So I don't know why she does that, but she does. But, yeah, and then my black and white cat likes to sleep. If I'm in the recliner, crawl up, nestle underneath my neck, and just put her head right up underneath my chin and go to sleep. And, yeah, I don't know. It's, my wife was sorting through all of her jewelry to try and pack all that up and had it spread out all over the bed so I couldn't take a nap up on the bed. So she said, you have to sleep somewhere else. So I slept down here on the couch. And the dog, of course, came up and laid on top of me. That's 60 pounds of dog, which was nice and warm. And I slept, and then she got off, and it was like, you know, the temperature dropped 20 degrees, and I was like freezing to death. But yeah, they're nice to have around. And
KN4RJN W2MJB. Yeah, I agree. They do bring some noise and contentment in the house. Let me take a break here for a check, just a second, and check for anybody's come along for check-ins. W2MJB, net control. Any other check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, please call W2MJB or net control. 4RJN, W2MJB. It doesn't look like there's anybody else waiting to check in, so the guy I work with, he's got a golden doodle, and apparently they're really smart, and his dog, Monday mornings or Sunday nights, she will take and hide his work shoes so that he has to go all over the house looking for his work shoes before he can go to work. So they're right there that loves the master and doesn't want him going to work.
My daughter and son-in-law's dog is attached to my son-in-law pretty well. And, of course, he's working from home right now. When this whole thing is over and he has to actually, you know, go to work, she's used to him being around all day long. And they're not sure exactly how that transition is going to take place. And, of course, my grandson is being schooled from home. And my granddaughter is, their school is open, so she's going in person, and of course Beck is gone all day, so they're not sure exactly what's going to happen when all this work from home stuff is, of course, the way his work is, it might, you know, continue. I don't know, but before COVID hit, he was traveling all over the country a week or 2 weeks at a time and then coming back, so they're not sure exactly how the dog's going to take that, so that remains to be seen, I guess.
Comment.
You wondered if the net was still gone. This is KJ4UAU.
It is. I just broke a minute or so ago and checked for check-ins. Would you like to check in?
This is KJ4UAU. Kilo Julia 4, Uniform Alpha Uniform. My name is Arthur, and I'm in Greenwood. And I don't want to interrupt the flow, but I just wanted to see if I was getting out.
W2MJB, net control for Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Got you in the net, Arthur. That's KJ4UAU there in Greenwood. Yeah, you're getting out. You made it clear here to Simpsonville and through the repeater, of course. But you came through Sound and clear.
This is my dad's old ICOM 211 with a whopping 10 watt output. Does all modes, doesn't have a tone board, so can't have everything.
That's true, but all you need is something that works and can transmit, and then you've got at least you're able to get into the repeater.
Thanks for having me. I don't really have anything. I was just enjoying listening to y'all talk about your dogs. And I'll say 73s. And thanks. I apologize again for interrupting.
I'm Arthur. Thanks for checking in. And you're new to my log, so thank you very much for checking in with me. And you know we're here every night at 9 o'clock, so I would be glad to have you come along and check in again. Well, John, KN4RJN, W2MJB. I guess it's good we have animals to talk about, because I'm sure if we were talking about our wives, then we'd be on the wrong side of the law there with them.
Roger. Unfortunately, my wife's not a ham, but yours is. So. So that'd probably not be a good idea, but anyway, I'm going to back on out of here and say 73s to you. It's good chatting with you. Say hi to Wendy for me, and I'm not sure if I am going to be here Friday or if I'll be up in Greensboro. I know I'll be here till at least Wednesday. If Wendy wants to trade tomorrow night for Friday night again, I would be more than happy to do that.
Sure she would. I'll let her know, and I'm sure she'd be more than happy to swap nights with you, so that should work out. I'll let her know, and if anything doesn't happen with her, I'm sure that I can take over for her if she's not able to do it. So we'll cover your Friday night. And if you want to take tomorrow night for her.
Appreciate it. The following week, I have no idea, but I suspect I probably won't be around anymore, or at least not for a while. I'm going to be off the air, or at least off this repeater for a while. I'm going to talk to a guy up there that's got a repeater that also has EchoLink, see if we can link the two repeaters together, and still keep calling the net, but I haven't had a chance to get hold of him yet, so I may be off the air for a week or two. At least off of this repeater anyway, so appreciate it, and I'll take it tomorrow night, and give my best to Wendy, and you all have a good evening. Take care of each other, and stay safe. 73s, KN4RJN, I am clear.
W2MJB. Thank you, John, for the rag chew, and good luck with the rest of your move, and we will hear you tomorrow night. This is W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? Please call W2MJB or net control. MJB. Please check in. Kilo, November 4. Uniform, Bravo Golf. That's KN4, UBG, Big Kevin. I'll be over here in Fountain Inn. I'll be negative and negatives. 73 is to you and everybody on the net. It seemed like I just caught the back end of a conversation that John's going to be leaving. That's correct. If he hasn't sold his home's on contract, and he's moving up to Greensboro, I think, North Carolina, to be near their daughter. So I'm sure he'll come along and check in through EchoLink occasionally, but as far as doing net controlling, we'll have to see what happens. But I'm sure you will probably reconnect up there with the net. So that is correct.
Well, Greensboro, where is that at between here and Charlotte? Is that not up around Black, or not Black Mountain, but, ain't that between here and Charlotte?
RJN, W2MJB, and KN4UBG, is the town you're moving to up near Charlotte? I think it's beyond Charlotte, isn't it?
This can for RJ, and it's about an hour north and a little west of Charlotte, way over on the eastern side of the state there. Yeah, right about an hour north and a bit west of there.
You're on that. No, I was just thinking because, I was thinking you was going up around Charlotte somewhere, but even when I was up in Charlotte, I was sitting at, what do you call that, Cabela's, right there, right when you turn in to go to Carowinds, and I was keying the repeater from there. So, I don't know how it would be on up the road. You'd have to have a good beam and amplifier if you could get over the hill up there.
That, well, I went on Google Maps and measured the, Google Earth measured the straight line distance. It's right about 156, 157 miles, something like that. I don't think my little rig will go that far, and the Homeowners Association won't let me put up a tower, so I'm going to have to, but there is a repeater that has echo link that's about less than 30 miles from the house, and that's about how far Caesar's Head is from where I'm at right now. So if I can convince him to borrow it, borrow it on a Friday night and link the two repeaters together via Echolink, I might still be able to call it, but I've got to get hold of the guy. I've got his name and his email and all that kind of stuff. I got to get hold of him once we get settled and see if we can work something out.
Good thing to do, because that way you can carry the people up there and the people here too. It just might make it even bigger.
We could definitely expand the net, and if it catches on, maybe we can hook into a few more. I don't know, but we'll see. But I'm gonna be off this repeater for a week or two anyway, until I can. I'll check in via Echolink, but I won't be calling that for a while until I get that and see if I can get that arranged.
Wish you luck up that way, man. That's a good little jump from here. A few hills and humps up that way, but, I know how it is to move closer to the family. But my family's all the way up in West Virginia, so they don't care too much for me, and I don't care too much for them. So I've been here for about 16 years now. I ain't been back to visit them. But you enjoy it up that way, man, and look forward to hearing from you again. And we'll give it back to Mark, I guess.
This is W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thanks for the comments, Kevin and John. Have a wonderful evening. Any other comments or check-ins, please call W2MJB or net control.
Oscar 4, Delta, Zulu, Romeo, David in 96.
This is W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KO4DZR, David in 96. Thanks for coming along tonight, David, and checking in with us. Have a wonderful evening, and have a good start of your week tomorrow morning. Looks like... We will go ahead and submit the net report electronically. I'll break for a few minutes while I fill the net report in, and you should hear it in a moment.
So you got
control. Go for net control. This is W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, with our thanks for checking in with me tonight. Again, to remind you, KN4RJN, John, will be calling the net tomorrow night instead of my wife, Wendy. Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, will be calling it Friday. unless you can't, and then I will be calling it. So y'all have a wonderful night, 7-3, and we will hear y'all back tomorrow night. Good night, everyone. W2MJB, clear.